systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
It's Friday, July 23rd, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And I have many names.
The Hawk.
The Hawk.
Sean.
Sean. Lyrical. Mate.
The biggest dick I know.
Well, that's
dude,
what the girls
awesome.
Say.
Whoa.
Sean is awesome, okay?
Episode 378.
No, dude, don't lie.
Thank you all for being with us.
No, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hey,
Friday
Matt,
night
Matt,
show? Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome also. Anyone
you give
else?
Hope to all of us.
Oh, Christ. 406-204-4687. That's the number you can call to say what the fuck is up. Thejamhole.com/live is where you should be watching these at if you want to watch a live show. And what's happening September 25th?
Fucking second live
only
show.
Only the second annual.
Duh.
Meaning yearly.
Gosh,
I can't wait till it's bi. I'll like it a lot better then.
God,
biannual.
Dude. Biannual.
You like bi-anal better than queerly?
Biannual. September 25th, and as I'll make, of course, like I said this week, and I'll make the groups and the invent evites. Need to do that. And yeah, it's going to be a good time. Get your tickets. I think Red Fox got his vacation approved. And everything just crashed. Cool. Thank you.
What?
Yeah.
Word
dude.
To that Ustream. You pile.
What the F?
Ustream, you pile of shit.
Are we still on live or?
No.
They can't hear us. Podcast listeners will get this. But yeah. Thank you, Ustream, for crashing. Maybe this is why we don't do it so early anymore. Because maybe Ustream just doesn't like to operate during the day. It hasn't had its little martini yet. It's not going.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, this kind of sucks, but the show must go on, so.
So, anyway.
How are you, Danny?
I'm pretty fucking good, actually. Yeah.
Do anything fun yesterday, or?
Well, hang on. Let's fucking pause.
You guys can't run a show?
Well, you're running around doing stuff.
Well,
I don't know what you're trying to do.
We got this. Danny, how was your day yesterday?
Yesterday, what did I do?
Anything exciting?
My little brother bought his first fucking truck. Well, it wasn't his first truck. The first truck he bought, he actually blew up within a week of having it. But this truck he bought, and it actually runs and is good and didn't rush himself into buying it, and I know it runs. So it's this little Nissan pickup or whatever. And so I had to drive down with my dad to go and pick it up yesterday. But as I'm driving down, as you'll see on, like, TwitPic and fucking Facebook and stuff, if you guys follow me or
a
whatever.
Tree
a
in
fucking
the road.
Giant tree fell in the middle of the goddamn road.
I've
I'm like,
that.
What the fuck?
And that was because of the badass storm we had last night.
Yeah, the fucking
right?
windy ass weather we had yesterday.
Yeah, we had a crazy fucking storm over in our area last night. We had lightning, thunder, rain,
it
fucking
ruined,
winds.
It ruined rap night.
Yeah, we were
I mean,
recording.
Let's be honest, rap night was already ruined.
It was getting better, though.
Sean,
yes.
If you ever bring somebody over that's sick like that, like not sick rhymes like you're about to say, but sick with bronchitis.
You know, I didn't know she was sick.
Well,
you should pay more attention next time.
Well, when she was sitting there laying on
coughing,
the couch,
maybe?
Coughing her fucking brains out, spreading her plague.
Well, I knew it. I knew she was sick.
You should have said, time for us to go, I guess.
Us.
Because you're sick. And I don't want you here right now.
She's
a lovely girl. Lovely girl.
Right.
When she doesn't have bronchitis.
You know, it's not like we were connected at the hip, you know. I mean, you could have said, can you leave or something.
I did multiple times.
Well, anyways.
Did she think I was kidding?
I had to go back up to my place to grab a fucking chainsaw. And I had some chains and stuff in my truck. And so, yeah, I had to fucking chop up that tree in like 2-3 pieces and fucking yank it off the side of the road just to get down and get this fucking truck. I sent a picture to my brother. I'm like, you know what? this is a sign from God that you should never drive. I'm like,
ever.
Ever. Mm. I'm like, this just shouldn't happen. I'm like, I'm not going to go and get this truck for you. He's like, what? Why you got to go get it for me? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, there's a tree in my way. I kind of played it off like I wasn't going to go do it, but I totally did. So he owes me one.
Well, good work.
Yeah. I felt kind of awesome.
Kind of manly about it.
Yeah. I put my foot
up that tree.
There was a car trying to like come up, you know, cause they were like going home or whatever. And I threw this jumpsuit on. I have, it's like this blue jumpsuit. I threw my foot on the tree and I yanked my chainsaw thing and started up. I'm like, ding, 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 ding. And she's like, thank you so much for this. Blah, blah, blah.
Can I tell a tasteless joke about chainsaws?
What?
I'm sorry if this offends anybody. Do you know why black people don't like chainsaws?
Run, nigga, 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 nigga. That's so fucked up. What?
Yeah. Thanks for stealing my punchline, dick.
Sorry, it wasn't that funny.
All that built. Well, when I do it, it would have been funny.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah. So we went and did that. We got his truck. It runs good. Fucking went back to the house.
So you know what else happened during that storm last night? One of my friends, lightning struck their home, and a tree fell over onto their neighbor's house.
Onto their neighbor's house?
Yes.
Like, was it really close to them? Because that would suck.
Well, it was their neighbor, so they were somewhat close, I'd imagine, hence the term neighbor.
Well, I have neighbors, but they're fucking miles away, so. Mm.
Well, they live
like
in town.
Like, in-town neighbors?
In-town neighbors.
Ah, okay. I gotcha.
And while we were recording, the power went out, and we actually lost what we were starting to think was a keeper.
It was getting there.
That song's definitely getting better. I think rehearsing helps a lot.
You think?
I think, actually.
You mean practice really does make perfect?
It does. And then actually rapping it like I have a set of nuts kind of helps.
Sounding off like you have a pair.
Well, when I write it, that's how it sounds in my head, so.
Right, like you have a pair.
In your
head, when you rap like you have a pair?
In my head, I'm fucking awesome. Out loud, not so much.
Maybe not.
But you layer me enough, and it's good.
You layer anything enough, and it'll be okay, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I'm telling you, like, yeah, it will.
I know. That's why I do it the way I do.
Oh, word.
Many, many layers.
So, anything else? I'm just about done here. You got, like, another...
I don't know. Not much.
How was the... Where were you the other night? You went out. How was
the
that?
The other night. Oh, yeah. I went to karaoke night, and I just went hung out in town, and I went swimming, and it was a fun day. That was kind of the reverse order of what happened, by the way.
How was... You didn't go swimming first?
No, I did go swimming first.
Oh, right. Right.
Well, I don't know. I had a pretty awesome night, all in all.
Yeah?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Was it a deeply satisfying evening?
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Did you get laid, finally? By someone that's not me?
I had fun.
What does having fun entail?
Danny, you say I do not wish to comment on this at that time.
Yeah, I don't want to comment.
About when we fuck on here, what? You can't talk about anybody else?
Well, out of respect, I'd like to not talk about people screw.
She thinks
with you.
She thinks she's sparing your feelings, but she fails to realize you don't have any.
Or, you know, I've forget that you just don't care anymore. But I, you know, in all honesty, for my sake, I would not like to hear about what you do.
I wasn't going to tell you.
So,
but
right.
We would
so
all
I don't
love
really
want to hear,
talk about what I do.
But see, I wasn't the one that was all fucked up over this thing. You were. So if you're moving on, we all need to know this. We need to take pathways off a speed dial, you know?
I had fun. That's all.
Was having fun.
What is it? I don't know. Dude, we watched a movie, and I fucking cooked awesome dinner stuff, and I asked this dude to stay the night, and he did, and whatever.
Nice. Was it good?
Yeah.
That a girl.
Any more questions?
Can we have a round of applause for Dana? Thank you for finally having sex with somebody that's not me. I'm proud of you.
Danny got some dick.
I am proud of you. Did you suck him off, or did you tell him straight off the line that I don't do that?
Was it a straight lay?
No, it was kind of like our first time.
Just
how we
a
just
straight
like,
lay?
Straight lay. That's what I like to call it. No oral, no anal,
a straight
no butt stuff.
Textbook lay.
Just, you know, straight missionary to doggy style, girl on top,
a sex ed lay. Oh, Galactor applauses. Thank you all. Thank you.
It's kind of like the first time we did it. It was just like...
No, the first time we did it was mind-blowing for you. I bet that wasn't very mind-blowing.
No, it wasn't that mind-blowing for me the first time we had sex, okay?
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. It's okay, Matt. That's
I know it was.
No, it wasn't. But okay. No, anyway, so I don't know. It was fun, but yeah. So
fulfilled? Did he make you come?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, did you hear that, dude?
Man.
Is he listening?
I don't know.
What's his name?
Dude, what is it? I'm not... Fuck off, man. Okay?
Okay.
Dude, really?
Shame on
fuck
you.
Off.
For shame. For
shame.
Shame
on you, dude, wherever you are, for not following rule number one.
One, you know I'm difficult, so... Yeah.
Yeah, but once you learn a trick or two, you're easy.
Well, yeah. Well, he doesn't know that yet.
Well, you should have been like this, dumb fuck.
You know what else he doesn't know?
What's
sex
that?
Is like Chinese dinner.
Are
it's
you...
not over till you both get your cookies.
Are you going to go get his tongue pierced?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm good on that. It's cool.
So. Amesby says, getting your tongue pierced isn't a trick, Matt. That's true.
Well, anyway.
But when you take her hand and then just start slapping it, like, that's a trick.
That's a trick?
That's a rabbit in the hat trick.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But, yeah. Anyway.
So I saw awesome. The internet is back. Thank you. That was not Ustream's fault. That was Bresnan's fault.
I'm surprised it was only down that little bit, too.
Well, I'd know what to do to fix it. I hopped to that shit.
Yeah, I
and
saw
I appreciate
that.
You guys for killing air.
No problem.
Thank you for the
crickets.
Me and the podcast listeners will appreciate it.
All right. Well.
But I saw a license plate today. Lil. Okay.
Uh huh.
Lil. Right.
Right.
Like small. FSTR. Fister.
A little faster.
Yeah, I think that means faster.
FSTR, Lil Fister. It was Lil Fister. Lil Faster, what the fuck does that mean? It was a beat down ass truck. You know it was Lil Fister.
Yeah, Lil Fister, huh?
Do people not even, okay, let's say for argument's sake that it was Lil Faster.
Well, I could see how
would
it could
you look at the plate before you got it and be like, that also looks like Lil Fister.
Well,
maybe something you don't want on your car.
Did you see the person driving the vehicle?
Old dude.
Because any of us would think, little Fister, a little faster, too close.
Too close.
Too close to call.
I'm not going
to
call. No, too close.
But that person might, I'm guessing they had a flannel shirt.
Yes.
Grizzly beard.
Yes.
Stained up dirty ball cap.
Is this your father?
It could have been.
MDS says Lil Fester. Could be.
Maybe.
There's too many things for FSTR when you throw vowels in there. Like, I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea. So. I would appreciate it if you would stop trying to kill me with biological warfare, okay?
All right.
Going back to you for the live.
What about your immune system of steel? Aren't you, like, not worried?
Yeah, it is. But when you fucking constantly are hammering away at it with all of your fucking diseases you bring into the house, and then you call up your secret weapon and have her come over and spray fucking bronchitis all over the place, this isn't biological war, dude.
No,
this
really,
is a friendship.
Maybe
really
he's mad at you.
This
really?
Is a friendship.
I'm just toying with you right
you
now.
You leave dirty dishes in the kitchen, and that creates something nasty.
You bring something in the house that smells like death.
Biological.
Me.
This is against what you're doing to me is against the Geneva Convention.
You know what, Matt? I'm just toying with you right now, really, because I'm going to finish you off with the AIDS. Once we have a threesome with whoever.
Oh, God. All right, let me guess. You'll be the one to pick the chick, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This
and
one,
I'll
Matt.
Wear a rubber. You don't have to, though. Don't worry about it. It'll
but I'm going. I'm just really careful, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to get her pregnant.
I don't know anything in
her
advance,
mouth.
You know.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you to just stop trying to kill me. I saw the monastery car today. Remember we were talking about a while ago about that there's a monastery here run by one gentleman monk?
Right, right.
I saw a car in front, and it had, you know, a monastery sticker, and It had a bunch of other stickers on it. One sticker kind of stood out to me. It said, "War is not Christ's way."
No, it is not.
What about the Crusades, bro?
Well, that wasn't Christ's way either.
Well, he didn't do that.
But, I mean, like, if you read the Bible...
JC wouldn't do that.
The whole Old Testament is war.
No, but if you don't pray to the same God I do,
the whole thing.
This is war.
This is war. So, maybe it should have said, "War is not Christ's way unless you don't believe in Christ."
Right.
Well, then it's on.
Now, hold on, you guys. Hold on here for a sec. I mean, have you ever considered that maybe the actions of the students don't reflect the will of the teacher?
Have you read the teacher's book that he supposedly wrote?
I have. Well, he didn't write it, no.
He influenced it, and it is the living word.
How much do you actually know about the history of the Bible?
All of it.
Chris says, it's funny how we kill each other over what happens in the afterlife.
We're just trying to get there sooner, dude. That's all.
To prove you wrong. Yes, this is what happens!
But well, no, dude.
People kill each other anyway. That's just one of the reasons.
Well, right. But people believe the Bible is God's word. It's his living will and testament.
It's supposed to be a pretty good set of guidelines.
And
you
New
know.
Testament.
Yeah, it's a good set of guidelines, I guess.
Now, I guess war isn't God's way, but playing little jokes like Down syndrome and shit is God's way.
Well,
and it does have a lot of like historical stories that are, you know, interesting, have a little bit to teach in themselves. Anybody that
the
studies
book of
history,
numbers. Very interesting.
Yes, Psalms.
And Joseph begat as... God, I hate that.
Machalachahai begat Bechachaha, and so forth and so on until...
Us.
W. Bush.
W. Awesome. So, we watched this thing the other day, and I was kind of waiting to talk about it until Sean was here, because he watched it with me. Have you guys ever heard of the Ghetto Fights series? I had never heard of this.
So, like,
until...
backyard wrestling?
Right, but in the ghetto with... niggas and shit.
Yeah, it's more like front yard in the street scrapping.
Shooting and killing and gangbanging. Not the fun, sexy kind. Like, the you just got your face smashed in by 20 niggas wearing lugs. You ever been kicked with a pair of lugs on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What's that like?
It hurts.
They look like it
hurts. It's not too bad.
I used
bad.
To have a pair of lugs.
But anyway, you know, the one we watched is called Ghetto Fights 4, nigga. And every one of these, I like how they use the...
They're all black.
Oh, everybody. There wasn't a white gentleman in any of that. Maybe the cameraman, but you never saw him.
You know, it almost was a little, like, further to stereotype, you know? Couldn't they just shown some white people fighting, too, just for the hell of
just
it?
Just, like, intermixed?
Yeah, why was it all black-on-black violence, dude?
And I just... You have to watch this. Just like, I couldn't stop watching it. It was so like,
yeah.
Oh my god, I can't. Oh my. Oh wow, that's what they do in their hoods. It's amazing.
They were just beating up on each other, and then they were like, some of them were hanging out afterwards.
Right.
After they all just whooped each other's asses.
But it's amazing that you've come so far, yet you're so troubled. There is such a disturbance in the African-American force.
You know, I think it's just the inner city.
In the dark side, if you will.
Uh-huh.
The dark side.
I think it could just be the inner city,
Well,
too.
Country niggas don't do that, do they?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You just don't hear about it. There's no full videotaping it.
Well, that's because it's in the country.
Right.
You know? When they beat your ass and fucking leave
Nobody
you for
knows.
Dead, it's in the woods.
And they rape you.
Yeah.
In the woods.
In
with
the woods.
Their woods.
Whoa.
They're Tiger Woods. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Anyway, I do have to say something. There was a lot of violence and fights and just beating, scrapping.
I mean, what would you expect
fighting.
From the title Ghetto Fights 4?
It was
nigga.
Pretty ghetto. And I was just going to say, as somebody who used to be a competitive fighter.
Oh, really?
I'd say I wasn't too impressed.
What were you... Oh, was their style just... Was their technique all wrong?
Well, it just...
I don't
wasn't
think...
very good. Like, it was funny to watch, but as for the fight factor, like the...
It was mostly a bunch of black dudes beating up on one black dude. That was how each scene went.
Pretty
it started
much.
Out with one-on-one, but as soon as one hit the ground, it was like 10-on-1.
Couple,
and that was...
Couple chicks in there, too.
Yeah, there were some chick fights. Oh my god, dude. These
they
bitches...
whipping some ass.
These bitches don't fuck around,
they're
dude.
They pulling out weaving shit.
Black bit. Yeah, like ripping hair out and shit. Like, I know that wasn't your hair anyway, but that's fucked up, dude. You have to see this. It blew my mind. And like the cover, all of them, because they had all of them up there.
If you've ever had weave in your hair, you will feel really bad for those girls, because getting that shit ripped out hurts like hell.
I don't even know what that is.
You have any idea? Okay, if a black...
Do they weave it into your own hair?
Yes.
Oh,
dude,
so it's
if
like
an actual
super
like ghetto black chick, which... Obviously, you know, my cousin is very ghetto.
Yeah.
And she does that.
She's not black, though.
She's not black, but she might as well be.
Cheater.
Well, anyway, fucking dude, when an actual, like, ghetto chick puts that shit
black
in your hair.
For both of them.
Yeah. When they actually put that shit in your hair, dude, one, it pulls your eyebrows back like this.
Oh, yeah, I saw and, that in Mrs. Doubtfire. Word.
Yeah.
When
well, they pull dude, that. It fucking actually gives you a headache for almost a day and a half until it loosens up. Because it's so
is that why they're
tight.
So nuts?
Maybe. You ever see those black chicks that have like this shiny smooth face and shit? It's all pulled back?
Yeah.
That's because they're weave.
They're weaving?
Yeah.
Weaving in and out of...
But yeah,
bobbing
dude.
Bobbing and weaving
the ghetto.
But yeah, dude. I've put in like cool little pieces of strands here and there and shit. Not like the whole thing, you know, all ghetto fabulous and shit, but...
Well, right. Of course.
Right, because I'm white. Right.
Right.
I'm not no LaBrina Brown in this bitch and no shit.
Did LaBrina Brown have a weave?
For sure, nigga. Of course LaBrina Brown got the weave. Who you trying to kid,
shit.
Nigga?
Did Grizzly Adams have a beard?
Next time you... Hey, next time you fuck that dude, you have to talk like that.
Yeah, no.
You have to.
No.
You please?
Bust out
please?
The say my name line.
Did you call him Matt? Sorry. So... ghetto
there
fights.
Spanking involved.
Ghetto fights for she likes spanking.
Every girl
and
does,
choking.
Dude. Choking most.
Right.
All.
I'm sure
most
we'll get to that, alright?
Get to it now. What the fuck's taking so long?
You want me to call him, come over and fuck him on your kitchen floor?
Yes.
Or what?
Yes.
Can we stream it live and charge?
Yes. No.
We got that bill those bills coming in.
Awesome.
Now that Matt's all grown up and you know.
What? And what? Bills?
Nothing. Never mind.
Oh. Yeah, we
anyway,
have to pay bills.
So.
It's fun.
No more LaBrina Brown. Okay.
Okay.
No more weave.
Are
don't
you a little
weave.
Fister?
My, what? No.
Mr. Lil Fister?
God.
So.
So.
Sounds like a rap name.
Lil Fister?
Lil Fister.
Lil Feezy?
Yeah. L Fizzle.
You know why they say Feezy and Fizzle, right? Because
it's
much,
code.
It's much easier to rhyme than... The
no,
full real word.
It's code, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're the only ones that know what they're saying.
No, it comes out of prisons.
I bet you wouldn't live in ghettos if you weren't so fucking stupid.
Because sometimes gangs in prisons or people in prison, they come up with codes amongst each other to talk.
So
that way the guards don't know what they're talking about.
So Burger says, wait, what? Danny has a new boyfriend? Sean isn't paying rent? Not even BJ's? I hate coming late to a show.
No, I don't have a boyfriend. Thank you.
And I
She's
am
working
paying
on
rent.
It.
Fuck
I'm not
you
working
very
on
much.
It.
Are you still waiting for me?
I'll be here to the end, babe.
I'll be another few minutes.
No,
by
I don't
minutes,
want
I mean
a boyfriend,
months,
okay?
Or yours.
What? Dude, whatever. You know I'll still love you, so whatever. It's cool.
You can love us both. And her friend.
Dude, will you shut up and just do the show?
Whoa.
Come on.
Stop yelling. Can we talk about prescription drug abuse for a moment?
Sure.
Okay.
Any subject other than your guys' fucking relationship. Let's do it.
Or
relationship.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, I believe it's your pleasure for making it shit. Thank you.
I believe it's your pleasure.
Guys, did you not hear what I
thank
just
you.
Said?
For damaging me this far.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fuck you.
Shouldn't have got so clingy.
Not clingy, you fucker.
Thank you.
You were the one who was clinging in the
yeah.
beginning.
Aww,
I remember the first time we spent together,
when it was,
he laid on top of me on the couch and hugged me and was like, I could lay here like this forever.
When it was new and exciting, and then it got old and boring, and then that was the end of that.
Anyway.
Doesn't take long.
2 years. Something like that.
I think each time, though, it's even a shorter amount of time.
Yeah.
So, like, the next time it'll be, like, 6 months.
That's
and
about
next
the average for
like
my relationship, so
month.
It's, like, 2 to 4 years.
Before
just
you
about.
Leave them?
No, before something gets fucked up.
And then you leave.
I don't always leave, okay?
You've never been dumped. Shut
yes,
up.
Yes, I have. Thank you.
All right. So.
I feel like I was dumped this time, even though I wasn't, so.
Interesting how yeah. that works.
Yeah.
You know what that's called? Reverse psycho.
Psychology.
Psycho.
You're the psycho.
Prescription drug abuse. Thank you.
Anyway.
The psycho circus.
Do you have anything cool for us tonight,
well,
or what?
You know how we were talking about how everyone's getting hooked on these peels? Right? Right?
These peels?
These peels.
What peels?
These yellow peels and these blue peels. These 40s and 80s. Well, now, because so many people are, like, up junked out on that shit, this doctor, Miss Mary Newport, she sees symptoms more and more in babies that she treats. Oddly stiff limbs, haha, severe tremors, vomiting, diarrhea, insomnia, and crying that never fucking stops.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't deal with working there.
Well,
stop crying.
Yeah, no.
The common denominator?
What?
Their mothers were taking prescription drugs, mostly painkillers like Oxys and Vicks and anti-anxiety drugs like Xannies during the pregnancy.
Well,
maybe not a good idea to be on one of the most powerful painkillers known to man while you're pregnant.
You know, you can actually take Lortabs when you're pregnant.
That stuff is a lot weaker, but bet if you took enough of it, it would do the same thing.
Yeah, it probably would.
It's like fetal alcohol syndrome.
The kid come
pills,
out like
dude,
withdrawals and shit.
Fuck yeah.
It's
stiff.
Like, I need my fucking Oxycontin.
Where's my mama at? That bitch
the kid,
owes
like,
me
The kid
50
comes
bucks.
Out, it like does this, like slaps its arm like, hey.
I'm ready.
Hey, fill her up, please.
That would suck, dude. You know your life is effed if you're born already detoxing from pills. Holy shit, dude. Against all odds, I would just kill the baby.
I would just kill
really?
The
have
pregnant
a baby
mama.
When you're ready to have a baby, not be fucking pumping drugs into your system and therefore your baby's system also.
Mm.
If you can't stop doing drugs long enough to have a baby, you shouldn't be having the baby, right? Maybe not a good
probably
idea.
Probably not.
Try again when
probably
you're
probably have, like, you know, really crazy, overbearing religious parents, and they don't want to, like, abort, and they're like, we will pay you to have the baby, and we'll take care of it, and blah, 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 and we'll put you through rehab, and all that shit. And she's like, okay, yay, I'm set for life.
Some
and,
of the moms
yeah.
had no idea these medications would hurt their developing babies. After all, it's not like it's heroin or cocaine, they think. Or is it? It's just like heroin. Jesus Christ. They're seriously misinformed. The prescription drug epidemic, well documented among teens and adults, now is claiming victims before they are even born.
Wow.
Hey, Purdue Pharma. High
oh, wait,
five.
Hold on now. Stop, stop. If they're not even born yet, what do you believe? Do you believe
do you
the
know
baby
what that
born?
Is? Do you know what that is?
Okay, what?
They're kicking in the womb.
Mm.
Ha ha ha.
Well, I mean, do you believe when do you believe a baby is alive?
When it gets a fucking job.
When it gets a job. Okay. So according to this article,
right?
How
it's
do
not,
you take their life when they're not, before they're born?
That's right. They're not really babies then.
Do you agree with that?
They're babies when they're born.
Well, I mean, do you agree with pregnant women doing drugs while they're pregnant?
They can smoke weed. That's
not
going to fuck
not any
anything
other
up.
Kind of drugs.
No, not at all.
Hmm.
Because it transfers to the baby through blood cells and shit. And then your baby comes out, like she said, shooting dope.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call against that one, too.
Are you not thumbs up for this?
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down for crack babies.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what they say. The trend is reminiscent of the, quote, crack baby epidemic of the 1980s. Wow. That kind of explains a lot. They were having a massive crack epidemic, crack baby epidemic in the 80s. I was
hey,
born
see,
in the 80s.
Yeah,
I was
all
born
of
in the
80s. Kids I went to school with were born in the 80s.
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
Well, dude, like I told you before, my mom, through her pregnancy, I know she did cocaine. She smoked pot, and she was doing a little bit of this here and there and that and whatever. So I came out all right. Right?
Sure.
Right. I got kind of lucky. I had one of them crazy religious mom, so she didn't smoke or drink or do crack or anything.
My mom quit smoking cigarettes, but she kept smoking pot and
did
coke.
My mom never
did
any of that shit. Anyway, so.
My mom tried, but.
My dad did.
Well, my dad did a lot of shit, too. Well, yeah, he's got to deal with a pregnant bitch. He's like, I'm going to fucking get high as a motherfucker.
I'm medicated.
My
turn.
What do you want, baby? Ice cream? Okay, I'll go get it.
I'll go get it.
Come back with more weed or something.
From imagination land. So, the area neonatologists, is that how you say that? Neonatologists.
There you go.
Say that in some ways.
Natalologists. I don't know.
Thank you, Sean. They say that in some ways the current trend is worse. Some women don't understand that prescription drugs can be dangerous during pregnancy.
How do you not understand that?
You don't know how to read.
Well, you know whose fault this is? This is a fucking pharmaceutical's fault.
For making the pill? How about the doctor's fault for giving a pregnant woman the fucking drugs in the first place?
You know, it wasn't until only a few years ago that pharmaceutical companies could even start advertising their pills on national television. Since they have been, they're fucking everywhere. They're just shoving it down our throat, saying better living through drugs.
Well,
and people don't know any better.
We've been living a little better. We've been getting fucked up. Fucked up through drugs.
Getting fucked up and getting better and taking other drugs to
get worse.
Yeah, pretty much.
For better or for worse. Doctors say treating a baby with drugs like oxycodone, methadone, or Xanax in the system takes longer and involves more medication than treatment for heroin or cocaine. Quote, babies are suffering more, and that's sad. Maybe if you stopped having so many babies, the majority of them wouldn't come out all hooked on fucking dope. Dope? Duh. Here's some stats. Between 550,000... 550,000. Thousand and 750,000 children nationally are born each year after prenatal exposure to drugs or alcohol. Pretty soon, that's going to be the majority of the population. Like, if this keeps up every year, a million babies are born hooked
on
this
shit. Think about the chicks that are having babies now. Oh, yeah, dude, when I first met Sean's brother, Matt, I thought he was a fetal alcohol syndrome baby.
Absolutely.
Dude, even in our management logbooks, it says he has fetal alcohol syndrome.
Matt's one of those. Matt's just a little insane. That's his problem, okay? His only problem.
Look at his head. He's got water on the brain. Look at him, dude.
It's one of his strengths, though, too. But yeah, he's a little crazy.
A little bit.
No, but I mean, look at the girls that are getting pregnant and having babies now. They're all like 16, 17 to like maybe 20 years old. They're not done having fun and doing what they're doing yet, and they're not going to stop just because they're pregnant.
That's why daycare is such a lucrative job venture.
I bet you that some of these chicks are doing all these drugs because maybe they do have overbearing, like fucking religious parents, and they don't want to go and get the abortion or tell their parents that they're pregnant, so they're doing all the drugs to try and maybe have a miscarriage, you know? Maybe they're like, I can OD and it'll just fall out my vagina and I won't have to deal with it.
That's interesting.
It's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
It's a really good idea.
So if you're going to do drugs and have a baby, make sure you do a bunch of drugs and then you won't have the baby.
Right.
I like that logic.
Just get a coat hanger.
It's very logical.
Yeah.
Well, no, it'll just work itself out, right?
I don't know. Or they'll just end up giving birth to a twat.
Systems go towards a greater disorder, so that would be the baby. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Newborns are often weaned off their addiction with another opioid painkiller, morphine. Yay, morphine.
Yay.
Typically, the baby receives doses that decrease over time until the withdrawal symptoms go away. That's exactly how they treat junkies. Like, here's some dope, and then here's a little less, and then a little less, and pretty soon you're good. I mean, it takes a while, but, you know. That sucks to have to go through that, but if I had to go through it once, I would rather it be when I was a baby, like circumcision. If you're going to nip the tip, do it when I'm a baby and I'm not going to remember it and just have like this beautiful, nice, unsheathed beast.
Aerodynamic beast. More sleek look, you know.
That's right. A little off the top there. It's fine. I don't know. The families that are doing this, like, they're probably not providing all that well for their babies anyway, so
well, they're probably also very ignorant and uneducated.
Probably. And that's because if they were educated, they would have pulled out and not had the fucking baby in the first place.
Now they'd be like, I shouldn't do drugs while I'm pregnant, even if they are prescription.
Right.
Especially if they weren't prescribed to me.
I'm gonna do this au naturel. Yeah, that's right, because I got this from a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When I say friend, I mean someone that sells drugs to me.
My street pharmacist.
My street friend.
Yeah. Right.
We're all street here. But I'll put a link to that in the show notes at jamhole.com. You can read the rest of the stats. Pretty interesting, though. I had no idea. That's a lot of babies. It's a lot of crack babies.
Dude, and plus, look at this town. It's like one of the biggest meth areas in the world. So, like,
you wouldn't know that by how many fucking signs there are that are like, bah, 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 meth kills. I used to have a sister. Now I have a whore. Yay, meth. I fucking hate those things. They're so
They should get you to do the fucking commercials.
I will do your meth commercials for you. Blah, blah, blah. I used to have a mom. Now I have a fucking crack whore. Meth.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Blah, blah, blah. I used to have a dad. Now I have a fucking pimp who smacks my mom around. Yay, Woo. Meth.
That should be the catchphrase. Isn't that great?
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I used to have a mouthful of teeth. Now I don't. Meth. Yeah.
I've saved millions on dentist bills because I have no teeth. Thanks, meth.
What's that, what's that one on the picture behind you say?
Meth, driving down the price of blowjobs for 60 years. I think Burger sent that to us. TheJamHole.com/POBOX. Send us meth, and we'll make fun of it.
Yeah, or the stuff to make meth.
Could you imagine,
we have a bathtub.
Could you imagine the Jamhole podcast on meth?
Holy shit.
Whoa. We'd have to, like... No, we'll wait.
No, I'm good. I'm
good.
Go ahead, I'm done.
No, finish.
I'm done.
It's okay.
I'm done.
We'll wait.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
Gotta make sure the message sent.
It's sent.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You better double check. I'll wait.
I'm good, dude. What's up? I just told the person I'm doing the show right now. I'll call you afterwards.
She's trying to set up some booty for tonight. Quick,
actually,
call blocker,
no, I'm
bro.
Not.
Oh, sorry.
No, I wasn't really. Honestly. So.
Something
about
meth.
Meth.
Thumbs
right.
Up.
Meth.
Meth. Not even once.
We couldn't do this show on meth. You think we talk
no.
over each other?
Well,
now?
I was gonna say we would just like
it'd just be like ah!
Ah! Ah! Ah! What do you think, Sean?
Ah! Ah!
Ah!
Ah! Ah! Ah! Hey, you guys, want to do some more meth?
Yeah!
Woo! Let's go jump off the balcony! Woo!
Yeah. That's
let's run to town.
No!
Ah!
Ah! Hey, Sean!
What?
Okay, you got any more meth?
Okay, yeah.
Let's write rhymes.
Jeez. Fuck you, Matt.
Burger
says this is so true.
Fuck you, Matt.
Let's never do
that.
The cat would just like go hide somewhere.
I'd share.
Oh, do not put that cat on meth. That cat's already fucking weird.
All right, Seattle, a sprint car crew chief, okay, well known
okay.
to Skagit Speedway fans, he'd had heard of,
Skagit.
He died this morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let me pour a little off of my dead homie.
Tyson Perez, an Australian in his 30s, died about 9 a.m. at the Harborview Medical Center there. Now, what he did to die was not actually involving a sprint car or a racing. He was badly burned, attempting to, quote, barrel ride in a in a Cedro Woolley parking lot Sunday night. Now, barrel riding, if you may not know, happens when you place about 4 gallons of fuel into a 55-gallon barrel, and then you light it on fire. The barrel was supposed to launch across the pavement like a rocket, but instead it blew up like a bomb.
Hmm. Did dude lose his penis? Oh, it says he died, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
He probably lost his penis, too.
You can't... I'm gonna put this explosive into a container that is totally closed off, a sealed system, and
I'm gonna light it on fire.
And
I'm gonna sit on it.
You didn't. Do you work on their sprint car engines? Because I fucking hope not. Because that is the most retarded thing I've ever heard. That's not how you make a rocket.
Not at all.
You have to funnel the compression out of a fucking hole, but the hole has to be big enough to handle it, otherwise it goes boom.
If you are a little hit a had a herda, then
right.
Hey, you might think that's how you make a rocket.
Bring me some of that 97-octane hit a had a.
We light it in the back
and a little
blow
methanol.
Up out the back.
Bring me some methanol. Holy Christ. I wish I would have been there to see that, though. Could you imagine as he sat on it and the dude's like, fired up. Okay, Skagit. Boom.
Wow.
That would have been amazing to see. Travis Rylatt, 33, was also popular with local sprint car fans. He was critically injured in the same accident and is in intensive care. I bet he's the dude that lit it. I bet you.
Probably.
That's amazing. Quote, all of us that do this sprint car racing are half off our rocker anyway, the announcer Caleb Hart said. But being Australian, he's got a bit of a quirky personality on top of that. He's one big loving son of a gun.
He's a real cheeky bastard, he is.
Oh, God.
Perez, you'll be remembered. as one big loving son of a gun.
Perez McLovin.
That's so amazing. Tyson Perez.
Wow.
You Australian big loving son of a gun.
Bugger.
All right, let's talk about Catholic sex.
All right.
Sure.
Get down with that.
It's usually pretty wrong.
This is F.
Unless
and there's
it's
pictures.
Catholic schoolgirls, then
there's
it's pretty
pictures.
Awesome.
Who wants to... Oh, shit, I don't have the chat up in this one. Hold on.
Okay.
Pictures of...
Of this weirdo... A gay priest sex scandal rocked the Catholic Church in Italy today after a weekly news magazine released details of a shock investigation it carried out.
Can I say that like the monster truck guy?
Please.
A gay priest scandal rocked the Catholic Church this Saturday.
Sunday.
So I just
come get your hole rocked.
Saturday and Sunday.
Using hidden cameras, a journalist from Panorama magazine, owned by Italian Prime Minister and media baron Silvio Berlusconi, filmed three priests as they attended gay night spots and had casual sex. Casual devil sex.
Dude.
You can't be a priest and do that shit.
Well, no. At least they're not fucking children.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, no.
Today, there was no immediate comment from the Italian Bishops' Conference in the Vatican, which has been rocked like a hurricane by a series of sex scandals involving pedophile priests since the start of the year.
I spoke too soon, sorry.
Since the start of the fucking century, more like. You've been doing that shit since way back. A preview of the Panorama article sent out by email last night added that video footage from the investigation would be made available. The article describes how the reporter was assisted by a, quote, gay accomplice as they, quote, gate-crashed the wild nights of a number of priests in Rome who live a surprising double life.
Well, shit, Rome.
But at least they're not screwing altar boys,
you know? Like, when in Rome, I mean... Why the fuck not? We're here. They said we have to fuck something that's over the age of 18. And they're like, fuck, but that's no fun. And they're like, well, we're going to make it fun. We're going to the gay hotspot.
A little bit of butt play.
Well, like I said, yeah.
See,
at least it's
all
not
dudes,
altar boys.
Even priests. Like finger in the butt. Even priests.
What? Finger in the butt.
Finger in the butt. Even priests. The Catholic Church forbids priests to have sex, and homosexuality is also seen as a sin.
Isn't that a sin in like almost
thinner,
every religion?
Thinner. Except.
Pretty much.
Except at Fresh Life Church. They welcome you with open, prolapsed ani.
What about Scientology?
Probably, yes.
Can you just close your eyes?
Hold on, you can't have that many fucking actors in your church and not have a gay in there.
Isn't Tom Cruise a Scientologist?
Yeah.
Well,
isn't Tom Cruise also a big homo?
There's proof.
Yes.
Can you just close your eyes and imagine yourself being wrapped in a prolapsed anus for 1 second and just imagine that feeling?
I don't want
to.
The
warm,
just like,
gushy,
just roll up
fleshy,
the pink
veiny,
sock.
Nasty,
just roll it
yeah.
up. Roll it up and put it on.
Sorry.
Put it
on. Go on.
Could you imagine having a Snuggie in the shape of a prolapsed anus?
No.
Same texture and feel as well.
It's one of those, what do you call those fishy
things? You'd
have
to spit on it before you could get in it.
Oh my God.
You wouldn't want to rip it, you know.
You get that like lube stuff that we had.
Fucking
what was that
a.
stuff called?
I don't know. I used it all.
God.
Butt lube.
Butt lube.
Astroglide.
Yeah, Astroglide. There you go.
Astroglide.
Oh, funky. So, you guys are doing big no-nos. In one part of this investigation, the Panorama said that one priest, named as Carlo, willingly put on his cassock, his ass cock, I don't know what that means, to have sex with the reporter's gay accomplice. Isn't this entrapment? You can't bring in dudes that look like they're 12-year-old boys when in reality they're like 21, you know. And then be like, hey, priest. It's like couch fishing for priests. What's a cassock?
I have no idea.
C-A-S-S-O-C-K. Is that that thing they wear around their collars?
I don't know.
The cassock?
Maybe.
Looks like ass cock when I read it.
And, dude, they have a white... It's okay. It's just a regular white button-up shirt, and then they just put this thing in it.
He's got, yeah, in the picture. I bet that's what it is.
I have no idea, dude.
The cassock.
Cassock. Maybe you should Google it. Or somebody in the chat, Google it.
Yeah, Google it.
How do you spell it?
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
Burger says, I think my roommate just got grossed out about you talking about prolapse butthole.
Yeah. I'm
and you're living
out.
With Burger? Hold on.
Yeah. What the f-
Have you seen whoa. His butthole?
Right.
Totally lapsed yeah. out.
Lapsed, like a pro.
Like a pro. Laps it like a pro.
At least he has pretty eyes. Like,
that's
I'll
true.
Keep saying that, Burger. You do have really pretty eyes.
And real quick, while we're talking about churches getting fucked, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, hit a had a herd of. Father Bill McKenzie says, while he's not angry, he does have questions. Quote, you wonder what is wrong. You wonder what it is that would bring someone to this point. What is it? What is it? Investigators say the brazen act committed in broad daylight is definitely a hate crime. Quote, it's the wording that they used in the graffiti toward the church and a group. They made a reference to the gays in the church. Oh, no!
Oh, no! So I was a little late on that one.
Father McKenzie said the most hurtful act was done to holy water inside the sanctuary.
Aww.
Quote, somebody had urinated into it.
Well,
that's horrible.
Well, no more horrible than their priests peeing on, you know, gay
each
accomplices.
Well, you know.
No, I got stung by a jellyfish.
Some atheist fucking infiltrated their church.
I just got stung by a jellyfish. Pee on me. Oh, no. Oh, no. said Massengill, quote, your name is Massengill? Hold on. Is that for real? That can't be for real. Hold on. Massengill said, it's a horrible case of vandalism when it's directed toward a church. But it's really just specifically a church?
Well, you know,
any vandalism is just terrible. But especially, this is a hate crime because it happened to a church.
Doesn't it also have some anti-gay shit to it, too?
He said you were gay. They made a reference to the gays in the church.
Gays in the church.
Where they say you should all go fuck yourselves. Ah! Leave our gays alone!
Well,
that's a dick thing.
Strike one up for the Catholic Church again.
No, yeah, this isn't even a Catholic church. Well, St. Mary's Church, that's probably a Catholic
it's
church.
It's Catholic.
Right, okay. Instead of jail for those responsible, Father McKenzie offers prayer. Quote, I want them to be called beyond this.
I bet
I don't
he does.
Want them to carry this their whole life. I don't want this.
Did he invite the gay fuckers over to his house to have a special prayer session?
Come to church.
Just the three of them.
Come over. Again, don't pee this time. Pee maybe before you come. You have to always pee before you come. Because after you come, if you try to pee, it's fucking impossible.
I figured, like, peeing after you come would, like, clear out the scene.
Well, it does, but it's hard to do, and it
yeah,
sprays
it comes
all
out, like,
over the
wiper fluid and shit.
Yeah. I almost have to sit down, because it just goes everywhere. So, moving on here. A woman with two uteri. Uteruses?
Uterus.
She's carrying a baby in each uterus.
Well,
that's
kind of
weird.
Does she have two vaginas too?
Whoa.
Does she have like four ovaries then?
No, but she's got a face like a fucking pug dog.
I bet.
A woman who has, I mean, you have two uteri, six nipples. That's
a
dog.
If you're born with two uteruses,
that's a dog.
Like,
that's a bitch.
Do you have like four fallopian tubes, two
yes,
to go to each, and
I
like
hope so.
Four ovaries, like
two bushes?
That little fetus better hope so.
The fetus,
because if not, they're gonna be like pushing about who's going first and shit, and that's not.
That's
gonna be
really
good.
Weird, dude.
Sibling rivalry.
You saw
the
video.
In the wombs.
You saw the video of my surgery. You saw how big my uterus is, right? Imagine
huge,
having two of those.
Huge.
No, it's not.
Plenty
huge.
Of room. Room for expansion.
Gaping, really.
Gaping, honestly. Hallway status.
Yeah.
Huge. You could raise a whole litter in that fucker.
You could live in there.
Till they're like 10.
It's like a studio.
I have some things in there. Still.
Yeah.
I need to get those from you, by the way. That's disgusting.
All right,
by
stop
the way.
Anyway.
A uterus is about the size of like your fucking fist. A little bit bigger than your fist. Dude.
I know.
Right.
All right, you know.
A little fister. Oh, fuck. She's been pregnant for more than 20 weeks. She's due to give birth of two babies, but they're not twins because they're growing inside separate uteruses, uteri, and one is 4 days older. Uh-oh.
So it's literally
somebody
a litter.
Somebody was cheating.
It's literally a litter of kids she's going to have.
Well, two.
That's enough to be a litter.
No, I think you need four for a litter, don't you?
I think in the context, because they're not twins, so it's a litter.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Right.
She's, this condition is known as uterus CNN spoke with Dr. Peter Greenspan, associate Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Missouri-Kansas City School of Medicine about the condition he is not involved with her care. Excuse me. Usually women aren't even aware they have two uteri, he said. He said uteruses, but I'm paraphrasing.
Oh, okay.
This condition occurs during fetal development when the two small tubes that would normally fuse together to create the uterus fail to join. Utter fail. this creates two separate uteri. Greenspan said he has seen several pregnancies in women with this condition, and most of them conceive in one of the organs. Quote, I've had a patient who had a baby on her right uterus, then come back pregnant years later on the left side. Then both. And have a baby.
Imagine having twins in both.
Ugh, fuck that noise.
Dude.
While it's rare to conceive in both at the same time, it has happened, he said. Doctors usually don't remove an extra uterus unless it creates complications such as repeated miscarriages. Quote, the issue is preterm labor because it is a smaller cavity. It's half the uterus it used to be. He said there are premature contractions. The other issue is that they have trouble and can't remain pregnant when they get to a certain point because the uterus is too small or too tight. Yes. Is there such thing as too tight?
Too
My
tight
dick's
a
like
uterus?
A ferret. It can get into anywhere.
I don't know.
With enough lube.
When your penis is as small as mine, nothing feels tight.
Nothing. That must be so sad.
It sucks, dude.
Even the butthole? Do they even know?
Even the butthole.
Do you even tell them? You're just
no.
like, I'm just going to bump you a bunch of times.
I'm like, man, that was great. They're like, what was great?
What was great? I thought we were eating dinner.
Didn't you?
Hold on. Holy shit. There's a comment on, you know, these sites always have places to leave a comment. Patrick says, not to be a sticker, but it took me all of 2 seconds to realize that uteruses is not a word. The plural of uterus is uteri. May I suggest finding a dictionary to the fine author? Oh, and then down below, Scott says, it's stickler, grammar police. Because he said not to be a stickler.
You know, I hate to be a stickler, but hold on. I was thinking about this. You can't say two uteri if you're going to use the word uteri.
Because uteri implies that it's plural already.
And you've been saying two uteri this whole time.
I'm just reading the fucking story.
And
asshole.
I'm just, you know, I was thinking that, so I thought I'd
hey,
let
not
you know.
To be a sticker?
Yeah, a sticker?
A sticker? That's yeah. what That's so awesome. Not to be a sticker. And then Xena says, I love it when the police get policed. Ha ha ha. Shouldn't have been a dick.
Did anybody say LOL?
Yes. A couple of them.
Nice.
Oh, but then Molly says, Patrick, uteruses and uteri are both correct.
Yes.
Wow. And by the way, it's stickler, not sticker.
No shit, really?
I hate to be a sticker.
Uteruses.
Hey, just peel me off, because I hate to be a sticker. Hate it. What's the time? I am not even...
4:20.
53.
Okay, so, Irvine, Texas. This is pretty awesome. A mother accused of strangling her two annoying young children told a 911 operator she killed them because they were autistic and she wanted normal kids. Did we do this story?
No, but I saw it and I was like, there was more autistic kids being murdered. Thank you.
Okay, so that was because I know we just did a story about
autistic
kids.
Yeah, no, that one was because
killed.
She thought her son was the chosen one or something. And her
okay.
You know,
right.
You know what, though?
What's up with people killing their autistic kids?
I'll tell you.
We're not going to have any more magic genius scientists if you keep killing the autistic ones.
Some studies show that it's like an instinctual thing. Like, animals do it, too. If they have a fucked up, deformed, retarded baby... animal just kill
Spartans
it and leave
did it.
It
too.
It's like
over
nature,
the cliff.
I guess.
Yeah,
it's like nature saying no. Don't let that thing ever reproduce. Stop it now.
That's why the praying mantis, the praying mantis prays. Irvine police released the 911 recording after Saika Akhtar was charged with one count of capital murder. Capital. As opposed to lowercase murder, right? In the strangling of her 5-year-old son, Zane Akhtar, at the family's apartment. Police said another capital murder charge is pending in the sling of her 2-year-old daughter, Faria Akhtar. They're Indian. Feather. Right. Police say the mother called 911 after attacking the children. In the recording, the woman identifies herself as Saika Akhtar and repeatedly tells the operator she killed her 2 children, describing how she first tried to poison them, then later strangled them with some type of wire.
Oh.
That's like
brutal.
That's brutal. Up close and, yeah, that's fucked up. Like, they're kids. You could have just killed him.
Well, it kind of reminds me of like that Amish. No, not Amish. What's the religion where they have a bunch of kids? A lot of kids. Mormon.
All of
Mormon.
Them.
Right. Where like the lady went nuts and drowned each one by one in the bathtub. That one was pretty cool. She's okay, I'm done with this one, honey. Now you next, George. Blah, blah, blah.
Stacking up bodies, huh?
Yeah.
Next. Going through now serving number.
Yep.
At one point during the recording, she hangs up, and the dispatcher calls back, quote, "I killed them. I killed them both. Durka Durka," she said. Later, she explained that both children were lying motionless on the bed in the master bedroom. She stood up and said, quote, "Finally, some peace and quiet."
That would be... How old were they?
Young and annoying, 5 and 2.
See, that's
fearsome
why she went nuts, is because
and
they...
And the terrible 2s.
That's why she
and
went nuts, because the 5-year-old should have started, you know, getting some smarts,
but
started,
he wasn't.
You know,
he
that.
Was getting the dumbs.
She probably started getting aggravated. She's like, why aren't you getting smarter?
Why aren't you talking? Right. All you do is say blah, 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 blah. What are you, a rapper? Right. Stop that. Fuck. That would be so... tough.
I want to hear an autistic rapper.
Whoa.
Just like a deaf rapper. That would be sweet.
Whoa.
You know the best...
That's a good
it's
gimmick.
It's going to sound really nerdy and like dumb, but you know the game DDR?
I bet autistic...
The best kid I ever knew who played that game was deaf. It's pretty cool.
Really?
He just watched the arrows and fucking just...
Oh, well, that's kind of cheating.
Busted out at it. But, well, usually it takes... Normally you just follow the rhythm and you can move with it.
Wait,
but
if he's
like,
deaf, how did he see anything? Shut up.
If he's deaf, how did he see anything?
Thank you. Later, she explained that, they're both laying motionless. Quote, they're not doing anything. They're just blue, and they're not taking any breaths.
They're dead.
And their heart is not beating, she said. Mission accomplished. She had originally tried to poison the kids with bathroom cleaner, but they refused to drink it. When that didn't work,
No, mommy, that smells like poison.
That smells like cat piss. When that didn't work, I used a wire on their necks, she said. When they offer a wire, like a big old like twisty wire.
That's fucking brutal,
wire.
Dude.
That is brutal. That's some hitman shit from behind. Like,
you know, you can cut somebody's head off with a piano wire.
Fucking
right?
When
you
I taught pottery, I had this cool tool. It had sticks at each end, and it had piano wire tied to it. So it was like one of those strangling things. I'd always pull it out, and it was so cool. I always had it in my back pocket. It just, I don't know, reminded me of, I don't know. It was just cool.
Just carried it.
Yeah, just carried it around. Had 2
somebody.
Little wooden sticks on each end, and it had a really thin piano wire on it. And I'd use it, you know, cut clay with and shit, but I could totally have killed somebody in my class.
Oh, yeah, I know about those.
It'd been
I've
great.
Seen those things.
Yeah. Yep. It's very, very, you know, art classes, dude, they have the best tools for fucking people up.
Fuck
like
yeah.
X-Acto knives
Fuck
and
yeah.
shit. Oh,
Fuck
God.
Yeah. Torches and shit. I like the torches.
Anyway.
Anyway, when the operator asked the woman why she attacked her children, she said, quote, they're both not normal. They're autistic. Both are autistic. Pressed further, she said, quote, I don't want my children to be like that. I want normal kids.
Don't we all?
So pretty much she called 911 and was like, hey, I just killed my kids, but meh, they're autistic, you know, so it doesn't count.
Right. Because, I mean, you guys were going to have to pay for him anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
She's probably like, Dad, I just saved you guys a shitload of money, actually.
You're welcome.
Hmm.
She could face the death sentence.
Wow.
Or life in prison without parole.
So, that'd be better.
Probably. All right, and last story for tonight, hit and run, Pasadena. A woman who allegedly tried to run over her ex-boyfriend's brother threw a bag of pee-pee at arresting officers. She's 39. Monica Avila was booked for an investigation of attempted murder. Investigators say the brother of her ex-boyfriend called police to report a trespasser on his property around 3 a.m. He apparently did not know the Lord's Prayer, because if he did, he would know that we forgive those who trespass against us. Because we were forgiven our trespasses. Well, we've asked to... Right.
Right.
Well, that's some wisdom right there.
That's right. When the man, who's 44, went outside to talk to her, she allegedly tried to run him over with her vehicle, and then she took off. And the cops pulled her over a short time later. She removed her urostomy bag and threw it at the three cops, who were then in turn splashed with the pee-pee.
So a urostomy bag is a piss bag?
For women, I guess.
Oh. So that's the thing that the catheter goes into?
Colostomy
is the poo bag.
Yeah. Oh, right. So,
that's the thing your buddy has this to poo into?
Right. This is the pee-pee bag. Urostomy.
Urostomy.
You're awesome.
You're awesome
me.
Bag.
You're awesome to me bag. She was arrested and booked on suspicion of attempted murder for the car crash, and additional charges are possible.
Sweet.
Wow, guys. Babies hooked on dope before they're born.
People
we
blowing
lost
up
a
barrels.
Great in NASCAR.
Catholic priests having
gay sex. Someone pissing in a holy water pin.
That's awesome.
Two uteri woman.
I wonder if there's piss in that holy water
uteri.
You got right there.
Uteri woman. You.
Thank you.
You man.
The woman with two uteruses.
Two uteruses.
And Prego in both of them.
And four breastuses.
Whoa.
It's horrible.
And two children.
And some domestic disturbance with some pee-pee. That is an amazing set of stories. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
So, anything else?
No, not really, dude.
Before
I have to pee.
Go pee, then.
Well, we're almost done with the show, so I think I can hold it until we end it.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. TheJamHole.com. Email us info at TheJamHole.com. 406-204-468-7848.
And don't forget...
406-8481-SEX.
Don't forget, annual live audience show, September 25th.
That's right, thejamhole.com/250. If you want to see what the first one was like, you can watch a trailer there, and then at the store you can get it for $5. And it was awesome and fun. And, oh, I talked to McNally. He says he's probably not going to be able to make it this year because he just moved to Toronto or something.
Okay.
But he said he's totally down to make our video again.
Nice.
So, super stoked
super
on that.
Super awesome editing skills.
Great work.
Thank you, McNally.
KeithKurdish.com, all his shit. And we'll see you tomorrow for the hot box. And I have to say, jamholers, jamholians, people of this great nation of Jamholia, you need to get people on the Facebook group. Danny is very upset about this.
Yeah.
Have you seen
bit.
The hot box Facebook group today?
No, I haven't.
We're
looked.
Killing
Thank
you guys by like 30 people now. We're almost to 300. And then we are Spartans.
In effect, you're also killing yourself, though, too.
No, it's cool, though, because I'm involved in
both. See, he's a part of both, so he doesn't care.
I don't give a fuck. But I'm just for your guys. It's for you and Shauna here. For your benefit, Shaunathan.
Thank you, Matholomew.
You're welcome, Shaunathan.
Matthias.
Let's get some more fucking listeners, please.
Daniel. Not even listeners. I don't care if you listen. Just go join the fucking Facebook group.
Yeah, whatever.
That's all we need.
If you join, we promise we will start doing better shows.
There's a
promise.
Lot of phantom listeners, like, you know, that don't do anything with the forums.
I know.
And
so
don't
if you have a Facebook,
all, so.
Join the group. TheJamHole.com/Facebook.
Please. Anyway,
and
so.
And if you like weed, join the Hotbox group.
So anyway, for the Jam Hole, we'll see you guys all on Monday.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.